I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Big Fish Small Pod. We're here on Big Fish Small Pod. We look to give you all the information about the Marlins for that particular day, all season long, in 10 minutes or less. And Marlins fans, this is the first episode of a five-part series where I will be interviewing, talking to fans, members of the Marlins community on what they think of the offseason and their outlook for the 2024 year. And my first guest, he's been a part of Fish FOF Jeopardy, Parker Hacer, big fan of what we do here at FOF and the Marlins. Parker, how's it going?
It's going well. Thank you for asking. Glad to be a part of this.
The first question I wanted to ask you, the Marlins this offseason, it's been a lot of transition, retooling, hiring Peter Bendix, getting smaller trades, almost kind of like the Tampa Bay Rays. What have you seen this offseason from the Fish, and maybe some things you like, maybe some things you don't like?
So I think you have to look at this offseason from two different standpoints. You have to look at it from the personnel standpoint, and you have to look at it from the player acquisition standpoint. So player acquisition standpoint, it's obviously been pretty poor. I mean, our biggest acquisitions have been Vidal Brujan, Christian Betancourt, to actually impact our team next year, and that's about it. So obviously on that standpoint, it's been pretty poor. It doesn't look like this offseason is going to help that much towards our team this year. But from a standpoint of personnel acquisition, from the addition of Peter Bendix to the guy that they got from the Mariners, the for our drafts, the Rachel Balcovich, the Dinesh Kanthan, I think they've done a great job there. Obviously, it sucks that Kim's not here. I wish she would have stayed on as a GM at least. But I understand why they made the moves that they did. So I think from a player acquisition standpoint, it's been straight up F. Maybe at best I'll give them like a D. But at least from a personnel standpoint, from what it looks like they're trying to do, I'll give it an A. I think they've done a great job in that sense.
Yeah, definitely a different approach. It kind of seems like Peter is focusing more on his personnel for the long term rather than just making, splash signings, getting signed as the president of baseball ops and having to make splash signings to kind of show that he's in town, that he can sign these guys and make sure that they can contribute to the team. But making sure the personnel, someone like Gabe Kapler is another guy who got on from Peter Bendix. But I wanted to ask you also, there's been a lot of talk about trades. Jesus Luzardo's come up a lot. Eddie Cabrera, you have a guy like Trevor Rogers. Just do you see a trade formulating with those names, or do you think Peter Bendix is just going to keep those guys for opening day?
I definitely see somebody like Cabrera getting traded, just because I think he's the most likely. He's probably the most far out there, at least with the rotation. Because if you trade somebody like Luzardo, then you're going to have to spend on somebody in free agency. And I don't know if I see that happening. Regardless, I think they should get another guy to eat innings in free agency, but that's past the point now. I see Luzardo, Gaz, and Arias staying for now, at least. I could see Arias get traded next year, but I think that they want to keep those guys for this year. Luzardo should have been extended by this point, just because he is the clear-cut hometown guy. I mean, went to Parkland. I know he got drafted by the Nationals and got traded to the A's and then traded to here, but I think Luzardo is the one I'd really want to stay, and I think Jazz would be the one I would want to explore the most on trading, even though, as crazy as that sounds, I would love to keep Jazz. I love him to death, but I would understand why we would do that, just because, unfortunately, with injuries and stuff, he hasn't been able to stay healthy. If he stays healthy this year, that's great, and then he would prove me wrong.
Say that. Like, I got you. I can do that.
You mentioned about the extension guys, Luzardo, Arise. Do you believe that maybe someone like Arise can agree to a long-term extension with his couple years of club control, or do you think it's more likely him to be traded?
Arise, no, I don't see him being extended at this point. I think he would be a great guy to be extended. He obviously loves this city. He obviously has loved playing for this team, and I mean, other than him banned a few people on Marlins Twitter, I think we all love him here. I don't see it happening, though. I think with what Peter Bendix is trying to do, I don't think he's going to be the guy that they would extend. I don't think there's any guy that they would be willing to extend, maybe outside of Eudy Pérez, but we'll see. Hopefully I'm proven wrong.
Yeah. And then one of the last topics, the outlook for 24 with this team, the way it is, it seems like this is going to be the team heading into spring training. Maybe they sign one or two guys, spring training invites, maybe one major league deal, but we'll see. But for right now, it just looks like the team for 24. Looking at it, where do you see this team falling, Parker? Do you think they go back into the wild card, or do you think maybe everyone else is just so far ahead of the Marlins just because the Fish haven't made any moves?
I think, obviously, as much as it sucks to say, the Braves and the Phillies are much higher than us at this point. I see if we go into the playoffs, I see us being a sixth seed, not much in, probably lose again like we go to the Phillies, but I don't see us making the playoffs again. I see us maybe definitely taking a step back from what we did last year with no Sandy and no Solaire. You know, hopefully they can prove us wrong, but I don't see us winning more than 70-75 games.
Wow, okay. And then the last question for you, who do you think will be the breakout player for the Fish? You know, we mentioned a lot of retooling, some new guys, or who do you think will maybe be the breakout or maybe the main centerpiece for the Marlins? Is it someone that we've seen before, or do you think maybe one of the new guys that Peter came in will have essentially almost maybe a breakout year?
I think the most likely person for us to have a breakout year, it's got to be Edwards. I think he's the one that has the most clear-cut path to playing time. Obviously, he has the bat-to-ball skills. He's not going to hit for much power at all, but I think he can provide some solid hitting tools, some solid getting on base. He's fast enough. His defense, I mean, we don't know what's going to happen there at short. So maybe we look to put Arias at first for some games, Edwards at second, Bell at DH, and just let it ride on vibes there. And then I think Edwards is the most likely for a breakout in terms of position players. For pitching, I think Meyer's going to have a good year. I think he's going to come back from Tommy John with a vengeance. And I mean, hell, maybe if he's good, then we can use him as a trade bait for next year.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Yeah, yeah. I think for sure with Meyer, I think he'll come back, really look to dominate, maybe take off some of the stigma that maybe he's more of a reliever and try to come in as a starter and show people the reason maybe why he got drafted. Edwards, I think a lot of us on FOF would agree that he might be the main breakout player for the Fish offensively. But Parker, I want to thank you again for coming on, taking time of your day to talk a little Fish, a little big Fish, small pod. You're welcome back anytime. And thank you again for coming on.